You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 9th. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee wants a policy from the UW Board of Regents that would allow all campuses in the UW system to discipline students for bad behavior off campus. Under the current UW system policy, university officials can't do much about a student who gets into trouble off campus, only those students who get into trouble on campus. And there have been some recent incidents in the neighborhoods around the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee that have university officials and the community concerned. We will wonder if college students who get rowdy in a neighborhood near a campus, get into some sort of trouble, underage drinking, say, vandalism, maybe worse, should the University of Wisconsin be able to punish them, maybe even possibly expel them from school? 1-800-642-1234 is our toll-free number to join in the discussion. We'll talk with a variety of guests on this particular issue. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We'll get some reaction from the UWM Student Association in our next half hour. We'll also hear from someone with a neighborhood association who is concerned about some student conduct off campus in our next half hour. But we start with Tom Lujak. He is Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Morning, Joy.
Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So what's going on in the neighborhoods around UWM that has you concerned?
Joy, most of the kids, and I should say not kids, but young people living in the area, are great people. We have about 28,000 students, and they get along great with everybody. In fact, a lot of our neighbors will tell us they look to the college student living next door to babysit their kids and maybe even cut their grass or shovel their snow. So we're really talking about a small number of students who, for whatever reason, choose to act in an irresponsible way that actually is having a serious impact on the quality of life for permanent residents who are there throughout the year.
So these permanent residents are coming to you saying, hey, your college kids are having a lot of rowdy parties in our neighborhood, or what?
Well, you know, that's part of it. I think it's a recognition on the part of the university, too, though, that if we're going to be successful in the community, we have to be good partners with our neighbors. You know, our position is that the UWM campus is attractive to people from throughout the state because it's a great place to live. It's really a jewel of a neighborhood, just a few blocks from Lake Michigan. And although it's often described as an urban campus, it really is in one of the prettiest neighborhoods and most expensive real estate neighborhood in the city. So we have a lot of people who live around the campus who have made a huge investment, literally a huge investment in their home and property. And it is very disturbing when, on occasion, and it doesn't happen all the time, but on occasion, a handful of students get out of hand and start snapping off railings on a porch or smashing flower pots or worse. And it's the position of the UWM administration that in those instances, and we're really talking about a minority of instances, but in those instances, it may not be enough to have the police come out and write a disorderly conduct ticket with a fine of $150 or $200. If a student chooses not to learn from that experience and does it again and again and again.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, they're adults, and if they get into some sort of disorderly conduct situation and get caught, they're gonna be punished by the system. You want to also be able to what? To kick them out of school?
Not necessarily kick them out of school, but also hold them accountable for their actions while they're a member of the campus community. Remember, they choose to come to the university and as an enlistee in the academy. We think that there are responsibilities that come along with their actions. You know, when a student does behave badly, it contributes to the negative perception of students within the neighboring community. It also creates serious ill will between, in our case, UWM and neighbors, and it consequently hinders our university's pursuit of new programs or initiatives within the community.
Yeah, and it should be noted that there were some, you know, some serious situations, as you described, an elderly couple that tried to stop a student from, I think, urinating on their lawn, and then his friends all kind of intimidated this elderly couple with bottles and such. And what you're saying is that even if they get a fine for disorderly conduct, right now you cannot do anything about those particular students that do maybe some pretty serious things.
Joy, here's the great irony. According to current state statute, if a student living off campus it decides to act up against a fellow student, say get into a fight or have some sort of altercation off campus, because it's that action is directed at another student, the university actually can step in and take action against that student. But if the same misbehaving student acts out against a neighbor who's not connected to the university, who lives right next door, our hands are tied. And we're saying that that's wrong. It's not appropriate for us to bring into the neighborhood students to be part of the university community and essentially have no power or no authority in those egregious or really chronic cases of misbehavior to step in and say, you know what, you can't be part of the campus community because your actions are a poor reflection on the university at large.
We're talking with Tom Lujack. He is Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee. UW-Milwaukee is asking the UW Board of Regents for a policy or a policy change that would allow all campuses in the UW system discipline students for off-campus misconduct. Under the current UW system policy, there are limitations on what a university can do about a student who gets into trouble off campus. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Should a UW system campus be able to maybe even kick a student out of school for the trouble that he or she causes off campus? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up on 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 9th, Jean Purcell is in for Ben Marins this afternoon for At Issue between 4 and 6. After 5, Jean's guest will examine how marketers manipulate parents to buy products for their children. And his guest says children are becoming consumers at an alarmingly young age and suffer from all the ills of materialism. That's coming up after 5. We're talking with Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee, about a proposal that UW-Milwaukee would like the UW Board of Regents to adopt, change the policy that would allow all campuses in the UW system discipline students for their off-campus misconduct. And what is the status of this request, Tom Lujack?
Joy, right now there is a committee that's been appointed by the system to take input feedback from people throughout the state. We had a public hearing on our campus this Monday and had several hundred people actually show up, students and permanent neighbors alike, all had a chance to give their input. My understanding is the next step will be for the committee to sift through all of the different information and opinions and ultimately make a recommendation to the Board of Regents, which then will consider possible changes. It then goes on to the state legislature, because this is part of the state administrative code where any changes would ultimately have to be finalized.
Yeah, and from what I read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for example, Wisconsin is kind of behind the times on this, that this is something Minnesota allows, something that private colleges do.
Actually, there are scores of campuses around the country that have moved in this direction. And I might add that it's one of the things that has not really been talked about a lot, but I think is perhaps central to this issue, is that a lot of the off-campus problems in Milwaukee and on every other campus is fueled by alcohol. Fueled by abuse of alcohol, because that's where, you know, students who otherwise are good, rational, wonderful young people lose their mind for a moment, and you know, a handful of them get into serious problems.
Now, what would you suspect would happen to someone if, you know, I don't know, they're hosting underage drinking parties at their off-campus residence? That group of students would get kicked out of school for doing that?
Not necessarily kicked out of school. What we're asking for is the ability to have more flexibility so that we could apply progressive discipline. If you're caught the first time doing something that that is causing a serious disruption, the Dean of Students will take a look at all the circumstances under our proposal and weigh what kind of past record or history you have. If this is the first offense, it may not be more than perhaps a letter of reprimand that goes into your file. It will be determined on a case-by-case basis, so there will not be any draconian action taken without us looking at all the facts. What we do want, though, is the flexibility in those very worst cases to step in and say, hey, knock it off. You know, there was one student, quick anecdote. This past year, we worked with Milwaukee Police looking at who gets citations for things like underage drinking. I recall a 19-year-old student, it was a female, who was cited five times, either underage drinking or disorderly conduct. Now, that's a pretty disruptive student living in a neighborhood environment. Why should the university be willing to keep someone like that as part of our campus community when clearly their interest lies in causing trouble and not learning, not getting the education that they signed up for?
We go to the phones. Dale in Cambridge is with us first. Hi, Dale. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. See, I'm not in favor of this expanded authority for university campuses. I think if the university is concerned about their public relations, that they ought to be making their case with the judges that deal with these cases, because they already have penalties on the books. I think they ought to work with landlords to get clauses in leases where students can lose their lease for repeated violations of law. And, you know, I just heard the comment about the female student who'd been arrested for intoxication and stuff. And I guess the question I'd put on that, are we going to use a health model in dealing with alcoholism, or are we going to use the legal and penalty method? And I think the university is kind of blind on this issue. It'd be nice.
We're losing you, Dale. We did lose you on your cell phone. He had the other approaches he thought would be better to deal with this,
sure.
Tom Lujak.
And Jory, we do all of the things that he talked about. We are working with the landlords to make sure that that they do a better job of overseeing the conduct of students. And frankly, we have a great alcohol intervention program that's been in existence for a number of years. So for first-time offenders, they can remove any mark of that on their record if they go through counseling and a session with fellow students who are also having some issues.
Yeah. Students, I believe, in particular, and others too, though, do bring up this, I don't know, double jeopardy argument that we're already going to get into trouble for this misconduct. Why do we have to get in trouble twice for it?
Well, we don't think it's double jeopardy at all. If you are engaged in inappropriate behavior, say a criminal action, it doesn't absolve you of potential liability in a civil court. You know, that happens all the time where you face consequences. People in professions who misbehave or break the law often are subject to sanctions by either their employer or a licensing agency. Mm-hmm. You know, students make a conscious decision to enlist, to come to the university, because they say they want to learn and get that degree. Well, I think with the right of being in a great place like the University of Wisconsin system comes the great responsibility to, once you are chronologically an adult, to behave like an adult and be held accountable for your actions.
We'll go now to Saul in Stevens Point. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. I have something that's a solution that doesn't require any additional authority on the part of the university, and that is to give special status to those neighbors within an N-block area around the university, give them, say, free auditing privileges, and then you have the student-to-student authority to deal with students that violate the property of these neighbors who are now literally part of the student community.
What do you think of the proposal, though, as it is written, Saul?
Well, I mean, it's busybodyism. Again, it's going to mean that the university has more committees and more so on and so forth. That's why I'm suggesting this. He already suggested his own solution, and that is they already have the authority to deal with students that act against other students. And if they would just simply give special student status to the people around there, which would literally make them part of the community, I think they'd be tickled to death, give them free auditing privileges.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All
you
right.
See what I mean?
Yeah, all right. What about that, Tom Lujak?
You know, that's one where we're going to have to get the system and the regions to weigh in. I can't really take a position, because that really does come down to finances in terms of, you know, what would that mean in terms of a financial impact on an institution to accept additional students?
Yeah. Bruce in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. I was at Monday's meeting. I'm a longtime faculty member and also a longtime resident of the neighborhood. And there's one thing that seemed to be spectacularly missing from the discussions on both sides. That is the stress that our students are under. I know how hard they work, you know, running two, three jobs to stay in. And also, many can't afford to live in the dorms when they first get to the university. So one of the things I just hope people will realize is that in order to stay in the university, our students are working extremely hard. Most of them don't have time for student government. Most of them don't even have time to be seen at the health services when they get sick. So I just hope that that underneath the condemnation of the alcohol abuse, you realize that our kids are stressed out.
Yeah. You realize that, Tom Lujak?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And in fact, we talk a lot about the issues that are going on in students' lives. We've beefed up our counseling center. We've added additional counselors and psychologists. There is a lot of pressure on student campuses or with students on campuses across the country. You know, a lot of them are looking at this college experience as really the litmus test of what kind of life they're going to have for the next 40 years. And so I teach at the university myself. I teach in our journalism and mass comm department, and I can tell you of the 38 students I had in class this semester, they're all great kids. This is not the university trying to be mean or create onerous situations on our students. We do want to support them in every way we can. We're saying for that very small number of really bad apples who say, who cares if I get thrown out of school? I'm here to party for 6 months or 9 months, and you know, I'll do something else afterwards. That's really the small group that we're talking about using these sanctions on, not a student who gets involved in one minor problem. As I've told people over and over, we're not throwing anybody out of school because they play their stereo loud once.
Right, right. And we're going to leave it there for now. We're at news time. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You bet.
Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee. We'll get some other perspectives on this issue coming up after this check of the latest news. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday, May the 9th. It's 7:36. So we're wondering this hour, should a UW system campus be able to discipline a student, perhaps with suspension or even expulsion, if that student misbehaves off campus? And as we heard from our guest in our last half hour, right now, the university system, the campuses in the university system, cannot discipline a student for bad behavior off campus. At least it's severely restricted in how it can discipline a student for bad behavior off campus. But there have been several incidents in the UW-Milwaukee neighborhoods that have prompted officials to ask the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents to change the policy that if someone gets into repeated trouble off campus, that the university should be able to possibly even kick the student out of school. We'll continue talking about this issue and continue taking your calls and questions and reactions to it at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. We heard from Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee in our first half hour. Now we welcome in the past president of the Murray Hill Neighborhood Association, Kay Baldwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being with us. Now, the Murray Hill Neighborhood Association is the neighborhood around UWM?
Actually, it's one of six neighborhood associations, plus the village of Shorewood, who have been dealing with this problem for the last 6 years and have trying to find solutions.
Yeah, what sorts of problems have you been dealing with in your neighborhood?
Well, we have not... two major things on the part of the students, and again, I agree with Tom Lujack that it is a small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are fully behind those students who are there to learn and to have good, clean, decent fun. What it boils down to is behavior and attitude, and it comes from... Well, behavior and attitude. Okay, what we experience is especially every single fall when we have to train these new incoming students into what urban life is like and what civility is, again, because they come expecting, you know, being free for the first time out of the parents' home and so forth. And one of the attitudes is, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. We run into the attitude of, I have the right to party. It doesn't matter if I'm infringing on other people's rights, but I have the right to party and to party as hard and as often and to whatever extent I want. And this has been said to us. I'm quoting from my notes here from many years, my 6 years. If you don't like it, move. This is campus. You belong in a nursing home. And this is heard 10 blocks south of campus. I am entitled to do this. I'm a college student, and UWM cannot touch me. And there aren't enough police around me around here to catch.
Yeah. Well, what about the argument, though, that, you know, if a student gets into trouble, breaks the law, disorderly conduct, breaking property damage, maybe in your neighborhood. That it is the police should fine and punish, and that's where it should be left.
First time around, perhaps, but when there is repeat offenders, such as Tom was talking about, the young woman who, you know, five times was cited for the same thing, that's becoming a little bit too much. Then it is time for us to have another tool. And that tool is for the UW system, UW-Milwaukee, to step up and say, all right, I will get in there, I will give this young woman counseling. I will, prior to getting to five things, to, citations, but, you know, using a progressive nature of discipline or guidance, that person can be worked with and brought back into a healthy approach to life.
Let me take a couple of calls. Lynn in Beloit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a landlord in a college town, and I take great exception to the professor who said kids are stressed and we ought to be lenient and that's such a big thing that's being missed. The kids that are working two jobs and going to school are not the kids who are busting up the neighborhood. These are the kids, and it's been my experience, these are the kids whose parents are putting them through school, and they are not working, and they are not even attending school regularly. We have had tremendous damage to properties. With last year, with four college boys living in the house that we own, cabinets off the walls, pushed people through doors and windows, took hatchets into the drywall. And when I called the police, it would have had to gone. They could have gotten their $150 disorderly conduct. If I wanted to pursue charges, though, by the time it would have gotten through the court system, they would have left the community. Now, in order for me to file small claims court, I have to file it in the county they're living in. And even if I have their parents on a lease and I want to file a small claims court, I have to file in the county that the parents live in. And so I went to the college in which our office is located and went to the dean of students and said, are these really the people you want graduating from your college, going out into the world, representing business and their sense of entitlement and their sense of irresponsibility? And for your professor to say, the professor that was on, to say that, well, we should accept unacceptable, irresponsible, disrespectful behavior because students are stressed. What does that say about the rest of their life?
Yeah, and Lynn, I appreciate your perspective. A little different. They're a landlord in a college community. One of the differences, though, Kay Baldwin, is that according to these articles, private colleges and other public colleges in other states can discipline those students who live off campus and cause trouble. But you can't right now in Milwaukee or on a UW campus.
Correct.
Yeah. Any reaction to the other comments of Lynn's?
I am very supportive of what she said. I hear that from the same landlords here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
They have their hands tied. They do whatever they can through the legal avenue here, and then they still have the repeat offenders. Or they evict them, and the young people move two blocks away and get into the same problem, and they're still in the system. And so we get three or four evictions, and nothing gets done to stop the behavior, to help them be trained to become more civil citizens.
Yeah. John in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Just wanted to make a quick comment on my way to work here that I'm a prospective home buyer in the UWM and Shorewood area, and looking at the people that contribute to the community, I see the students as a great asset, and I'd invite them into the home. If they had a problem as far as habitual partying, things like that, that's something that the police should deal with, not the school. And I just disagree with your speaker here, and that the problem really isn't the students, it's the community, and if it's not the type of community that you should live in, then you maybe should think about it.
So you're saying that Kay should move if the students are habitually causing problems in her neighborhood?
Correct. I'll take my comments off the air. Thanks.
Well, there you got that comment again, Kay Baldwin.
Oh, boy, I have heard that from the students themselves. First of all, I want people to be aware that this is an urban setting, okay? UWM has close to 8,000 18 to 25-year-olds living off campus within a one-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
It is a high-density young population. So you get 1 or 2% of those who are chronically misbehave. That's a large percent of people. Okay, the community has tried to work with these students. In fact, Murray Hill has a Welcome to the Neighborhood packet that we take to new residents as they move in, because we find a lot of times that these students, again, have no concept of urban life, whether it be safety or recycling. We recycle here. So one of the problems is garbage removal.
Right, and you're not telling the university to kick kids out of school if they don't recycle properly. You're saying if they're causing serious problems multiple times, threatening the health and safety of the residents, that's the ones that need the discipline. I have to leave it there. We're at a weather break time. We appreciate your time. Kay Baldwin, past president of the Murray Hill Neighborhood Association. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, about 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we're going to look at the history of racist ad characters like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and the Frito Bandito. Talking about this because Uncle Ben has received a promotion from his company. He's now not apparently the cook of the rice. He is the CEO of the company. And we'll wonder if that's an acceptable promotion and that makes Uncle Ben okay now or not. And talk about why these ads still, to some extent, rely on these characters. Coming up in our next hour, we're talking about the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee wanting a policy change from the UW Board of Regents that would allow all campuses in the UW system to discipline students for off-campus misconduct. This is perhaps a student who on multiple occasions is hosting rowdy parties, underage drinking, maybe getting into disorderly conduct situations. A number of the neighborhoods in the UWM area complaining about student behavior. And right now, the current policy does not allow UW system campuses to discipline students with, say, suspension or expulsion based on this kind of off-campus misconduct. We will welcome in now Samantha Prawl, president of UWM's Student Association, who objects to the expansion of this policy, and we will continue to welcome your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Samantha Prawl, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So why don't you think the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee should be able to discipline or punish students for this kind of bad behavior off campus?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I agree with a lot of the calls that you've received this morning, but I think a question, you know, that hasn't been brought up is how many extra staff is this going to cost, you know, each UW school, not just UW-Milwaukee, but every UW school in the system? Who's going to pay for that extra staff? Is it going to be the students through their tuition? Is it going to be the taxpayers?
Yeah. You know, why do you think it would require a lot of extra staff to know that student X has been cited five times for destruction of property at his neighbor's?
You know, first of all, there is just identifying the students that, you know, have committed these crimes. Second of all, you know, each student is afforded due process. There needs to be a committee, you know. They have to be found, you know, guilty or innocent, and then each student deserves due process.
Yeah, and again, the police might fine and fine a student for the disorderly conduct, but if it just keeps on happening time and time and time again, why shouldn't the university be able to say, you know what, you don't need to be a student here?
First of all, it's not their place. We pay to go to school at, you know, at in the UW system. And just like Tom Lujack said, you know, we choose to go to school here. You know, and another answer is, you know, education is a right. The best answer, you know, when people are committing a crime is not to take away education, but to bring more education. And why take away the right that each person has to an education? You know, that's doing the opposite of what should happen. We should be educating these students to get them to not be habitual offenders instead of punishing them by taking away their education.
Well, we've got lots of callers. So Hans in Milwaukee will join us next. Hi, Hans.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think I'd have to agree with your current guest's opinion that I don't think it's right that the university should get involved, because I guess I could use myself as an example. My first 2 years that I went to a University of Wisconsin school as well, my first 2 years I had over $1,000 in fines that were drinking related, and I paid my fines, and it wasn't very fun, and you know, I realized that I had to grow up. And 2 years later, when I graduated, I got the award and a scholarship for the Outstanding Senior Award. Mm. So, I mean, it was a wake-up call for me, and it was something, it's just a growing-up experience that I think everybody goes through when they go to school.
And you, that wouldn't have happened if you got kicked out of school, huh, Hans?
Well, exactly. Yeah. That, I mean, that would have been an opportunity lost.
Yeah. Samantha?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, I'm sure, you know, what you're doing with your degree now is probably, you know, you'd definitely would not be in the same situation if you would have gotten kicked out.
Yeah, well, what do you say to someone like Kay Baldwin, our last guest, who lives in one of the nearby neighborhoods, who says this is just, you know, it's just unbearable sometimes when the students are destroying property, or the elderly couple that was harassed and intimidated by, you know, drunken, rowdy college students who had, you know, bottles in their hands when they were trying to stop someone from urinating in their lawn. I mean, what do you say to someone who lives there that's dealing with this day in and day out?
You know, I say I live around UWM as well. I deal with that as well. But I think that, you know, we are a research institution at UW-Milwaukee. We have another research institution in the system, Madison. You know, let's all get together and think of an, you know, an idea that everyone, you know, can deal with. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think that our request is unreasonable to keep the university out of our private lives. You know, and I think that there's many proactive things that can happen. The Student Association right now is working on a block captain program to increase communication between the permanent residents and the students, because I think that, you know, a lot of this problem can be helped with an increase of communication.
Let's go to Rodney in Woodbury, Minnesota. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I myself have had children that have attended UWM there. I want to go back to my college days where I attended a college that had rules on motorcycle behavior. And this is how far your guest, Tom, can go with his rules. He can dictate how people travel through the neighborhood next, or what type of cars are acceptable. There's no end to where they can take this rule.
Now, you're worried about the slippery slope?
Yes. And mm-hmm. what happened, the college I attended said they blocked off certain streets and said no motorcycle access. And I used one of those roads. And they suspended me. I took it to court, and the judge agreed with me. The judge said he paid his taxes just like every other citizen,
yeah.
and he's afforded to go anywhere on a public highway.
Yeah, and I appreciate, Rodney, we're running short on time, and don't know if we can really talk about your specific instance there, but are you too, Samantha Prawl, worried about the slippery slope?
Oh, absolutely, and I've had a lot of students email me, call me, and say, you know, what is the university going to do next? Are they going to tell me what I can wear to school? I mean, what we have to remember here is, I mean, we are paying a significant amount of money to go to these institutions, you know, and while education is a right, a lot of students are being priced out of education. And the question here is, something like this just going to price them out more?
Thank you very much, Rodney. Laura in Eau Claire, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'm a student at UW-Eau Claire, a non-traditional student, and I've lived right downtown among the mix. And I have to say that part of the problem here is that we're dealing with adults who have not been taught what consequences are. These are consequences that have not been held up by the police department. I've watched them drive by parties where they just don't have the manpower to take on all of these kids. And these kids are destroying public property while they're getting drunk. They're walking among the streets and throwing things at other people's houses. And this is not a huge deal here, but it's enough that it's been seen. And I think that the university, just like if you had a job and you had caused enough problems to where it's affecting your employer's the way your employer is looked at in the community, I think that the university has a right to say, you know what, you're affecting the way we look in this community, and you're, and our police cannot do enough about it, and these people are not being taught consequences,
yeah.
And I think that's what we're dealing with here.
And Samantha Prawl, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say we're not kids. We're adults. We pay taxes. We have full-time jobs. You know, we are adults. And I think that, you know, just as an 18-year-old and a 40-year-old, you know, there's laws in place that deter people from doing things. If the law isn't deterring people and, you know, people are becoming habitual offenders, then maybe we need to look at the laws. But let's not say because you're a student, we're going to punish you on campus, we're going to give you a fine, you know, just because you're a student. If the law isn't deterring, then we need to look at the law.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Samantha Prawl, president of UWM's Student Association, against this proposed expansion of the UW system's code of conduct or code of discipline. The UW Milwaukee campus is asking the Board of Regents to allow all campuses in the UW system to discipline students for off-campus misconduct. The UWM Student Association against this proposal. We heard also from someone from a neighborhood association around UWM who supports this proposal, and we also heard from the Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee about why UWM is pushing for this change. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour and to Karen Prager for on-air production. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.